Michigan woman pleads guilty to using RendaHitman.com to order a hit on ex-husband. By Lucas Nolan on November 26, 2021. A woman has pleaded guilty to using a parody website titled RendaHitman.com to solicit the services of a real-life hitman to kill her ex-husband. The owner of the website commented on individuals that think the website is a legitimate way to order a murder by saying, "People are just stupid." Gizmodo reports that the parody website RendaHitman.com asks visitors, "Got a problem that needs resolving?" And while the majority of people would realize that hiring a hitman on the internet is not as straightforward as making a purchase on Amazon, Wendy Ween, a 52-year-old Michigan woman, is not one of those people. Ween discovered that RentaHitman.com may not be a legitimate hitman hiring service after attempting to use the website to pay someone to kill her ex-husband. Ween pleaded guilty to solicitation of murder and using a computer to commit a crime earlier this month. The first charge carries a maximum sentence of life, while the second could see her facing 20 years in jail. Under a plea agreement, Ween will serve at least 9 years in prison and will be sentenced by Daniel White, Monroe County's 38th Circuit Court judge in Michigan, in January. Ween filled out a service request form on RendaHitman.com which asks users for basic information such as name, phone number, and email, as well information on the person they want to be killed. Ween filled this form out under a fake name and at least some form of attempt to conceal her identity. Despite the fact that RendaHitman.com is very clearly a fake website with funny customer testimonials and statements such as, "Due to contractual restrictions, RentaHitman is no longer affiliated with Diners Club, Kanye West, the Illuminati, Rudolph Giuliani, Alec Baldwin, or Kyle Rittenhouse," the website's owner Bob Innes claims that many people still believe the website is real and offering a legitimate service. "I don't get it," Innes told the Washington Post in a recent interview. "People are just stupid." Ween agreed to meet one of the website's field operatives, who was actually an undercover police detective, to talk about the person she wanted killed. Ween told the police detective that her ex-husband was a pedophile, described him in detail, and provided his home address and work schedule. She paid the police detective a down payment of $200 for the murder and agreed to give him another $5,000 when her husband was killed. Ween was arrested shortly afterward. She was hell-bent on seeking revenge to take out her ex-husband, Innes said. And she never did her homework. Read more at Gizmodo here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.